Unang ipinanganak sa Sweden na si Anya Stridsman ay isa sa 13 boksingero na nakahanda ng kumatawan sa Australia sa Commonwealth Games sa susunod na taon sa Gold Coast. Nakuha ng 30 taong gulang ang posisyon sa kuponan noong nakaraang linggo sa kabila ng pagdurusa niya sa injury sa tuhod. 2 buwan na ang nakararaan. Narito ang ulat ni Adrian Arculi na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Dumating si Anya Stridsman sa Australia mula Sweden, isang dekada na ang nakararaan upang mag-aral. Ngayon ay tinatawag niya na ang Australia na tahanan.
There were just gradual things that made me stay, but I would say the boxing is the one thing that kind of really cemented, no, this is where my life is and this is where I'm staying. And I found a lot of people who I felt really fit into my life and the way that I wanted to live it. And some really, really good people. That kind of ended up being my family.
Nagsimula siyang magboxing 7 taon na ang nakararaan para mapanatiling nasa maayos na kondisyon ang kanyang kalusugan. Ngunit kanyang napagtanto matapos nito ang kanyang pagmamahal sa sport na ito. Binigyan siya ng mensahe ng coach nang ninais niyang simulan ang pakikipagkumpetisyon.
He went, well, you know, if you want to be a fighter, like I'm going to like dedicate myself to you, so I expect you to dedicate yourself as well 100%. We can train this often, you know, so just go away and have a think about it. And I went away and I knew that I wanted to do it. So I went up to him and I was like, yep, this I want to do this, and I know that women can now be in the Olympics, so I want to go to the Olympics. And so I just set my goal really high, and ever since then I just never stopped.
Nang kanyang makuha ang kanyang pagkamamamayan, itinuo ni Anya Stridsman ang kanyang paningin sa pagiging kinatawan ng Australia sa pandaigdigang entablado. Matapos niyang mamintisan ang pilian noong nakaraang taon sa Rio Olympics, ang sumunod niyang naging layunin ay makuha ang seleksyon sa susunod na taong Commonwealth Games. Ngunit 2 buwan pa lamang ang lumipas, naglaho muli ang panaginip niyang ito nang magdusa siya ng injury sa tuhod habang nakikipagkompetensya sa Poland.
The bottom of my leg was just stuck and I twisted out to the side and I could just feel something go that and I fell to the ground. My knee felt really unstable and painful, and I kind of got back up and I tried to fight and just see how much weight I could put on that leg. I didn't know how it was going to go, and I managed to move one time and then I stepped in behind a punch and my knee just gave way on me again.
Ang injury ay maaaring patigilin ang isang manlalaro na makasali sa kompetisyon na aabot sa isang taon.
I definitely thought it was over, but I really tried to rein myself in and just kind of go, it's not over until it's over. Just had to remind myself. But then, you know, whenever you hear like, it's like, oh, I spoke to this person, yeah, they think you're gone. And I just want to cry.
Ngunit hindi nito tinigil ang kanyang pakikipagkompetensya at pagpasok sa nakaraang linggo na National Championships. Napanalo niya ang 60-kilong division para mapasama sa kuponan ng Australia para sa Commonwealth Games.
I proved that I could face adversity and get through it. So there's nothing that's going to stop me now. You know, I'm just going to get stronger and better. And when the Commonwealth Games comes, I'm going to be better than ever before.
Magsisimula ang Commonwealth Games sa susunod na Abril sa Gold Coast.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.